Hidey-ho, everyone. Welcome to Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry. I'm your podcast and host, Amelia Dalton from eejournal.com, and let's get rolling into the world of electronic engineering. Well, it's official. The time for slacking is done. The time for, it's summertime, and no one's gonna notice if I put off this deadline one more time, right? Nope. Summer is all over now. And now it's time to make hay. Or cold solder. Something like that. Have you ever gotten lost in your own building? Maybe in your first week on the job? Wait, was it 4 rows, a left, and then a right? Or was it 5 rows, a right, and then a left? Wait, am I even on the right floor? I can tell you from, personal experience, that navigating from the bathroom back to the conference room you were just in can be quite difficult sometimes. Well, as hard as it is for us to navigate our own buildings, can you imagine what it's like to emergency responders? Well, MIT is here to help. Now, some research projects have been working on this complex issue for some time, from autonomous robots to backpack-wearing cockroaches. Check out that fish fry. It's a good one. But this time, MIT isn't taking the human out of the equation. They're just making it a little easier for us. Just in time for the Intelligent Robots and Systems Conference in Portugal next month. Oh man, I want to go to that! MIT recently released a white paper that details a prototype of a wearable laser rangefinder that can create a 3D map in real time. As a person walks through a building, this new rangefinder, which is about the size of an iPad, transmits data to an off-site laptop. But how is that data collected, you might ask? Now that's the cool part. First, there's the laser rangefinder, which sends out a laser beam in a 270-degree arc and then measures the time it takes for the light pulses to return. Reminds me of something from a James Bond movie, don't you think? In addition to the rangefinder, the researchers from MIT also equipped their sensor platform with a whole bunch of accelerometers and gyroscopes, a camera, and in one group of experiments, a barometer. The accelerometers were used not only to measure the rangefinder wearer's velocity, but also to collect information about changes in altitude. The gyroscopes were used to interpret the tilt of the rangefinder, assisting the mapping algorithms to make up for the wiggle and tilt of the person wearing the device. And then finally, is the camera, which in these experiments was a stripped-down Microsoft Kinect camera. How cool. Every few meters, the camera takes a snapshot of its surroundings, and then the software takes a couple hundred visual features from that image, specific patterns of color or contours, or inferred three-dimensional shapes. And then each batch of these features is associated with a particular location on the map. Now, if you're thinking like I'm thinking, an iPad? Isn't that pretty big and bulky for a wearable device? Well, MIT is assuring us that this prototype will get a lot smaller in future versions. They are aiming for an eventual size that would be around the size of a coffee mug. Now, if we could just get a hybrid of this and those 3D Google glasses, now that would be cool. If you want to check out more information about this new 3D mapping technology developed by MIT, check out the link on this week's Fish Fry page entitled, It's All in the Timing Closure. Let's get started with this week's interview, shall we? This week, my guest is Steve Yang, president and founder of ICscape. Now, you might not know about ICscape, and if you don't, you're in luck. Steve and I chat about what ICscape is all about, what their tool suite looks like, and what's ahead for this new EDA startup from China.
My guest is Steve Yang, president of ICScape. Thank you so much for joining me today, Steve.
Thank you.
So first off, for my audience who doesn't know, what is ICScape and what do you guys do?
ICScape is a very unique EDA startup company. The company was founded in 2005 in Silicon Valley. Right now we are located in Santa Clara. Okay, so ICScape has been focusing on SoC design closure solutions. Okay, so, you know, for the SoC design, so design closure is becoming a big problem for them. So customers, they have automatic solutions for years, but still they spend months in design closure. So we're emphasizing on those things. In particular, we have one product. We got a lot of traction from customers, the Timing Explorer. So our customer has been reporting up to 50% reduction for timing closure. So that's a great value to customers, because during the design closure, right before tape out, every hour counts. Not mentioning we can save them 50% of time. So they can use those time to more verifications to make sure their chip will work. So that's great value to customers. So our product has been used by many leading fabless companies. Okay, so we got top tier companies. Actually, you may see those company names also in the show. Also, we have other products like clock, doing the SoC clock design for the chip finishings. So in January 2011, we merged with another EDA company in China. So that company is focusing on analog mixed signal designs. Both companies has a native open access based technology. Right now, the merged company is the only company providing open access based digital design solutions and also for analog design solutions. After the merger, we got two product lines, one is SoC, one is analog mixed signal. The company now got a significant funding backup. So now ICScape is growing globally. So that gives you some idea about the ICScape. And also all our products are silicon proven. A lot of people may not heard about ICScape before because we spent years to develop our technology, and also we work with the strategic customers to prove our products. Now, this year, we are back. We show to our customers we are ready to grow globally.
Fantastic. So in that line, what are you showing at DAC this year?
We have a lot of products, but in particular, I want to emphasize one product, Timing Explorer. Actually, I already discussed a little bit. So timing closure problem is a, timing is a bread and butter for design. Okay, so every chip need timing, need fixed timing for tape out. But especially for advanced technology like 40 or 28 nanometer design, physical information becomes a bottleneck for the timing ECO. In the traditional timing closure flow, physical layout information not being considered. It's a missing part. So ICScape first brought up this methodology 5 years ago. Okay, so now this product is ready and mature to emphasize on these problems. So we have many customers use these tools, tape out over 100 chips already. Yeah, so we have a tape out as advanced as 28 nanometer already. So the real benefit for the customer for this product is really to cut down the tape out, the timing closure time by 50%. Meanwhile, for advanced technology, designer need to fix timing with dozens of scenarios. Okay, because of process variations, because of too many modes. So timing is capable of fixing dozens of scenarios at the same time, considering physical effect. So that's very unique. And also timing is able to handle big chips, such as like multi-core chips with 100 million instance. We're able to handle it. We have very unique hierarchical fixing story to take out huge chips. Yeah. Let's just give you some kind of overview about this product.
Fantastic. So what's ahead for ICScape?
So as I mentioned, ICScape, the product, is based on native open access. Okay, so basically we are open. And also our analog mixed signal products, they are also open access based. So down the road, we are going to integrate the technologies to serve more customer needs. For example, in the analog mixed signal side, that's one of the directions we are heading. Of course, we are going to continuously to support those SoC customers with the leading process, leading technologies, because our customers, they like our technology.
Great. Well, I think that's all the time I have for right now. Thank you so much for joining me today, Steve. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
Well, that's all there is for this week's Fish Fry. Remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or the best geeky hotspot in your hometown... yes, I love those too. Shoot me a line at amelia@techfocusmedia.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of September 28th, 2012, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.